This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. House Democrats have summoned former National Security Advisor John Bolton to testify next week in their impeachment inquiry into U.S. President Donald Trump. And VOA's Catherine Gibson has more on a key vote today.
With Thursday's vote on a resolution that lays out rules for the impeachment inquiry, Speaker Pelosi takes a key argument away from Republicans who say Trump is the victim of an illegitimate investigation.
They're now attempting to sort of put a cloak of legitimacy around this process by saying they're going to bring it to a vote on the floor. They can't fix it. The process is broken. It's tainted.
House Democrats caution this is not a vote impeaching President Trump, but a step in the investigation that will allow for public hearings. Catherine Gibson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.
Fire swept through a Pakistani train on Thursday, killing at least 71 people and injuring nearly 40. Reuters' Megan Revelle reports.
A fire swept through a Pakistani train on Thursday, killing scores of people and injuring nearly 40, in the country's worst rail disaster in nearly 15 years. Government officials said a gas canister exploded, which passengers were using to cook breakfast. But several survivors questioned the official line, saying they believed it was due to a fault with the train's electrical system. The disaster occurred in the south of Punjab province. The train was travelling from Karachi to the city of Rawalpindi, where a religious conference is taking place. Many died after leaping from the moving train, trying to escape the flames.
That is Reuters' Megan Revelle reporting. North Korea has fired two projectiles, likely ballistic missiles, toward the sea off its east coast. The launch comes as North Korea ramps up pressure ahead of its end-of-year deadline for the United States to change its approach to stalled nuclear talks. For more news, please go to voanews.com or download our app for news on the go. This is VOA.